Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock Auction presents the Video Royale, July 27th through the 31st, offering 137,000 head. Monday's Fort Worth offering includes Southern and South Central calves, yearlings, and Holsteins. Wednesday in Winnemucca offers calves, yearlings, and bred stock from the Rocky Mountain and Western states. Thursday highlights weaned calves and calves on cows from the best ranches in the Western U.S. And wrapping up the auction on Friday are weaned calves and calves on cows from Oregon and Washington. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com today.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock here today. And why don't you kind of give us a quick rundown on how the cattle and the hogs finished yesterday?
Well, Dave, we saw the live cattle and feeder cattle futures suffer triple-digit losses yesterday. Live cattle made new lows for the current slide to the downside, and the feeders are within only a couple dollars of their latest lows. The lean hogs also closed mostly negative yesterday. This afternoon at 2 o'clock is the monthly cold storage report. Pork and beef stocks are expected to be larger than year-ago levels. Now, yesterday, choice box beef was down 51 cents. Select box is down 21 on a total movement of 140 loads. Cattle kills estimated at 113,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.24. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, $1.60 lower. August feeder cattle were down $3.25. And October lean hogs, 55 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, let's talk about our grain futures now, and just how did those grains finish yesterday?
Well, Dave, yesterday our wheat and corn made new lows for the current sell-off, but only the wheat closed negative as our corn and soybean futures managed positive closes. Now, Tuesday, an unknown destination bought U.S. soybeans, and Egypt yesterday bought wheat from Russia. Trading overnight has been mostly negative for the grains, and it's worth noting crude oil and heating oil are trading within striking distance of their contract lows. At the moment, September KC wheat's down 5.25 cents, December corn's down 5.25, and November soybeans down 7.25 cents. December cotton is trading 17 points lower. September crude oil is down 75 cents. We're looking at September dollar index 15 cents higher, and September Dow Jones futures down 66 points this morning.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for that update. Appreciate it here this morning, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.